Blog Talk Radio.
Black and I'm prouder.
Michelle, and I'm Beverly Black, and you are live on Black Owned and Busy, live on Tribe Family Channel. Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black-owned businesses with interviews and pop-ups on location. This is Season 2's premiere, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black, CEO of Tribe Family Channel, with guest speaker, licensed realtor, Kimberly Kimmy Lewis. You can call in to 563-999-3731 and press the number one key to speak to us, or you can listen online, follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand, and our home on the web is gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. Now about our guest, Kimberly R. Griffith Lewis, also known as Kimmy for those that know her, is a licensed realtor in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Born and raised in New Haven, Connecticut, Kimberly attended and graduated St. Mary High School. She continued her education by earning an executive secretarial diploma from the Stone School of Business, now Stone Academy. Making a career change, Kimberly decided to obtain her license in property management, seeing greater opportunities selling real estate over managing rental properties. She obtained her real estate license. I am so honored to welcome to this season premiere real estate agent Kimberly Lewis. Welcome, Kimberly. How are you?
Well, hello, Beverly. How are you?
I'm so blessed to have you here.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you this evening, and I look forward to our great conversation.
Well, Kimberly, let me let our audience know that you are the sponsor of our Season 2 premiere of Black Owned and Busy. And so I hope that this will enlighten our listeners on how Black business moves are made by supporting each other. So without your help, we would not be on the air this evening live on Tribe Family Channel. And so we really want to highlight what you have to offer by way of real estate and how you can help our listeners navigate the landscape, whether they want to follow in your footsteps as a licensed realtor, whether it's making that career change, because, you know, a paradigm shift only happens if we decide to make a change. And so there are people that are listening that would benefit from the inspiration of you making such a paradigm shift as a career change. So why don't we start there with how it all came about that you became interested in getting into real estate before we, you know, get to the part where you began to see greater opportunities. Let's just begin with the genesis of your real estate career.
Okay. I had a church member who was working in real estate, and at the time I was unemployed from doing show reservations at one of the local theaters. And she asked me if I was interested in coming in to help her with seasonal rental properties by recruiting residents who were interested in renting for maybe monthly winter rentals or seasonal for 6 months, excuse me, during the winter time. And I told her, I said, sure, why not? So I worked with her for several months, and she began to train me and prepare me for property management, explaining that there were opportunities in property management that I might be interested in. So I took her up on that and ultimately went for training and took the property management class, received my property management license. Working in property management for about a year or two, I saw opportunities that were not available to me by working with other real estate agents who were looking for properties for their clients. After speaking with them, I saw more benefit to becoming a real estate agent because I was practically doing the work. The only thing was I wasn't getting paid for it. I was finding the clients and bringing them the clientele, and I'm thinking, well, I'm bringing somebody else's clientele. Why don't I go ahead into real estate myself? So I was given an opportunity to take the real estate class, took the real estate exam, and passed it, and became a real estate agent.
Wow. Congratulations, sister.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, sister, I have to say that oftentimes people will open a door and we won't see the pathway to the greater good of the success that's being amassed. Now, it's nothing wrong with being the one, the liaison, if you will, the dot connector and the go-between, but that is for a season. And your season of doing that ended when you, became knowledgeable as to how to move to the next level. That means that you had a responsibility to Kimberly to take the next step and educate yourself on how to move into another dimension. And you can, by the same token, bring other people under you to do what you began and started out doing, but then knowing that you grew in the process, how much more would it benefit to bring others along and groom and grow them also? And I'll give you, for instance, I have grown and groomed so many different people on the air here, and I would have never thought in a million years, but I have truly had the honor of helping people start their own radio show, and it's a real trip. So can you expound as to whether or not others have followed in your footsteps to do what you've done by way of this career change and further educating yourself to where you became, to where you qualified? Okay, let's get that straight. You got the education and qualified to be on the level that you're on. Are there others that come by way of Kimberly Lewis's mentoring?
I have had several people to ask me, what is it like to be a real estate agent? What are the benefits? What are the liabilities? And I've spoken to a few people who expressed a strong interest in taking real estate classes. However, some of those did not follow through, which lets me know that the interest may or may not have been there genuinely. What I tell people, Beverly, is if you're going to go into real estate agent, if you're going to go into the real estate business, you need to be prepared to learn and prepared to work hard. The misconception is that real estate agents make bukus of money and make these fabulous incomes at just the snap of a finger. That is truly a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
I speak for myself, and I'm sure that I speak for others. We work extremely hard to provide quality customer service and clientele service to our clients. We work very hard to ensure our integrity, to ensure that they're being given the correct information, to ensure that they're protected. There's a whole lot that we do. Now, one of the main benefits, and people have asked me about this, is flexibility. You do have flexibility as a real estate agent, and you're pretty much an independent contractor. You plan your own business. You work your own business. You set your own schedule accordingly. How successful a real estate agent is determined by the time and the effort they put in to their business.
I can appreciate your response, and I will tell you why, for a couple of reasons. For not only the hard work, but when people have expressed the interest and your observations of their actions, not what they said, but their actions, that tells you more than anything that can ever be expressed. And some people just aren't ready. They think they may want what they see. They don't realize that, you know, don't go by the picture until you step inside the frame. Don't look over here like, you know, a sister does not also go through the vicissitudes of life. Bills show up. You have an overhead upkeep. And like you said, you do have to look at going into business for yourself. Look at it as going into business for yourself, excuse me. So that means that you have to already have a secure side income, because you're not going to get that home sale in the snap of a finger. Not to mention escrow, it's, you know, 60 to 90 days, and money has to, everything is a process. So while you're in the process of selling that home, you still have to eat. You're competing with other realtors that are vying for that potential buyer's attention. And so tell us how that transpires on, or how that overlays onto the actual market where you're showing a home and another realtor has access to that home as well. How do you deal with the competitiveness of the market with other real estate agents when you're showing the same property?
That is a very sound question. And let me answer it by saying, yes, there is much competition in the market. I have purposed myself to focus more on my clients and what they are looking for rather than to think about the competition, even though I'm paying close attention to the competition out there. My main focus is my client. And that's what what drives my purpose. Sure, there are times that I have brought clients to the table. They have put in offers. They have been outbidded. Some have won their bids. And really, it all depends on the client, how bad they want the property, if they are serious, their purchase, and again, my focus would be just to focus on them. As far as competition, let me just keep it real. There are agents that are more seasoned than myself, and there are some that are just coming into the market.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have a good, strong foundation with our sphere of influence, meaning the people that we know, like our families, our friends, and our church members, or business partners that or previous business partners that we have met or known who are looking for a property. So I focus on them. But with the competition in place, the one thing that I have discovered, and through speaking with other agents, is that we don't compete against another agent. We compete with ourselves. So our goal is
awesome. To
always improve and make ourselves better.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, a lot of home buyers are using the internet. Zillow.com has a plethora of homes on the market, and I know that I thought I read in your bio that you are in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area. Is that correct, where your home sales are?
That is correct.
All right. Well, now on Zillow.com, ladies and gentlemen, I see a wide range. I'm on the West Coast, actually. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. But on mm-hmm. Zillow.com for Myrtle Beach, I see a plethora of available offerings that have a wide range of prices. There's a scale that could possibly fit the current incomes that are, you know, strained and stressed by the economy. Do you also deal with mobile homes? Because your traditional homes on Zillow are running around $500K, $400K. The mobile homes are running $80,000, $75,000. And so those are, to me, alternatives to being affordable. There's two-bedroom condos for $165,000. There's other homes that are in the high 200,000. So what primarily do you offer, or are those, can you speak to manufactured homes, condos, as well as your single family homes?
I'm so glad to hear you say manufactured over mobile. When I first came into the real estate business, my vocabulary was totally corrected. And instead of saying mobile home, refer to them as manufactured homes. I myself work residential. I work condominiums. I do work with retired military or military relocating. And I also am specialized. Now, my specialties are buyer's representative, seller's representative, military relocation, and resort and oceanfront properties.
I do homes,
condominiums, yes, and land.
And land. Thank you. That was going to be my next question. So that is great. Now, do you have an email address? We want to get that out there early on for our listeners so they can get their questions and emails churning, because you are rife with information, and I'm sure that the property offerings that you have are, you know, going to be some dynamic homes, especially when it comes to dealing with our military and relocating families. We do know that that is one of the highest priorities that we can have for our service to military. So what is your email address for our listeners? And then we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Sure. My email address is K-I-M-I, S as in Sam, E-L-L, S as in Sam, R as in Robert, E as in Edward. So it's Kimmy Sells R-E at gmail.com.
Awesome. We want to remind our listeners, we know there's a lot of things going on in life, and right now may not be the best time to be discussing real estate, but hey, the process is something that requires the first step. The first step is finding a realtor who you can trust. And then you want to find a property that fits your budget. You want to make sure you qualify by having a decent credit score or a down payment that is going to be comparable to what the terms and conditions are. So having a real estate agent that you can look to answer any of your questions is critical. I suggest Kimberly Lewis. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
A pioneer of soul. Over six decades of hits. The Shotlights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
Oh, girl, I see in
the music has stood the test of time.
Why, oh, why,
with all the unforgettable hits.
I'm gonna give you a
now, Marshall Thompson has a new message.
This song is for the children and their dreams.
It's to hold on to your dreams.
You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
The Shotlights featuring Marshall Thompson. Hold on to your dreams.
Believe in love. Let love be the love.
In these times, an inspirational message that needs to be heard. Available now on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, and iTunes.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channels, Black Owned and Busy. I am Beverly Black. I stay busy. And we are shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses with interviews and pop-ups on location. Yes, I do pop-ups on location in Las Vegas. It is one of the funnest things to do is to walk in on a business owner to be live on the air and let them know that you are shining the light on them. Now, this evening, licensed realtor Kimberly Kimmy Lewis is shining the light on knowledge and shedding information, inspiring us to hold on to our dreams in these times when real estate might not be the one thing on your mind. You know, like Pastor T.D. Jake said, is there anybody else that's just trying to keep a lid on it? And yes, we're all trying to keep a lid on it, but we cannot negate growing, making moves, looking at things from a different angle, changing our mindset, figuring out what other moves we can make. Well, this sister made a different move. She was working with a real estate agent, and she saw that there was other areas that she could level herself up and do. She went back to school. She passed the real estate exam. She is a licensed realtor. Kimmy Lewis, live on Black Owned and Busy. Sister girl, I just want to say thank you so much again for sponsoring the season 2 premiere of Black Owned and Busy. And we're going to we're going to go into the deep end. I want to bring into the fold the current interest rate. And what are any obstacles that people that you are speaking to may be faced with, and any feedback that you can give on how to overcome said obstacles before contacting your real estate agent? So what can people do with concern with their budget and the current market, interest rates, the best time to approach you, and what state should they be in when they approach you? What should their credit score be? What should their income level ratio be, just opposed to the price of the house that they're looking for? So I want you to teach class for a little bit and take the floor and give us a dissertation on what you would like to see in a buyer.
Okay. First, let me backtrack a little bit and just explain. I also work closely with senior citizens. A lot of my clientele are senior citizens, and a lot of young people who are just coming into their own, just getting their credit established, wanting to know, okay, how can I own my own property? How can I own my own home? So first, starting first with the interest rate, as we know, the interest rate has gone up since last year. We know that the housing market, the prices in the housing market have escalated substantially over the last year, okay, especially over the last 6 to 8 months. And what I recommend is for anyone, especially first-time home buyers, work with a lender. Now, with me, I have lenders that I recommend. I have attorneys that I work with, as well as home inspectors, even an appraiser or two out there that I connect with to assist my clients. My recommendation is first and foremost, please, please, please monitor your budget. Be wise about your finances. I understand that there's Gucci out there, red bottom heels, fancy clothing, fancy cars. We should be desiring to obtain wonderful things. Don't get me wrong, but put your priorities in place first. Make sure that you are budgeting, that you're not splurging or exhausting your finances. Make sure you're paying your rent on time. Make sure you're paying your bills on time. This is very important for your credit report. The other thing is, if you have questions, the only question that is a dumb question or a stupid question is the one that is never asked. Ask your realtor any questions that will help you to get on task. Now, with me, as a real estate agent, I don't step into the realm of lender. I refer my clients to the lender. I don't step into the realm of the legal portion. I refer my clients to the attorney. I don't step over bounds in home inspection or appraisals. That's where I refer my clients, and I give them multiple options. It is very important, first of all, to know what it is that you want, to know how much you're willing to spend for it. You would not buy a $450,000 house or a $500,000 house knowing that you really cannot afford it. I always say, don't compete with the Joneses. Meaning, if you're trying to impress somebody, then your motives are all wrong. Do the right thing. Check your budget. See what you can afford. Even if you must start out small with a starter home, there are plenty of starter homes out there to invest in. Start out with a starter home. After a while, get yourself established, sell that home, make your money on that home, and then move to a larger home, purchase a larger home. What else did I want to say? Primarily that they should really keep their eyes open on the market and pay attention. To me, it is always better to invest than to rent. That's another program and another show. But when purchasing, just make sure that you're living within your means. Even before you purchase, make sure you're living within your means. As clean as you can keep your credit, get those credit cards paid off. Get any, if you have car payments, stay on course. Speak with a financial advisor if need be, but don't go in blind. Go in with some knowledge so that you are prepared and you are in good standing.
I love all of the good information and advice, and the fact that you have a team that is connected, integrated into the fold, so that you can field the questions to them whose lane that those inquiries fall in. So, you know, attorneys, your financial planners, your lenders, your inspectors, there's processes and there are different levels of personnel to home buying. Now, I want to dial into what you said. I'm so glad you brought it up because I almost interrupted you, but you reminded yourself about what else you wanted to speak on. Now, you spoke on paying the credit cards down, the car notes, making sure that your budget is making sure that you're mindful of your budget. And I want to speak from a home buyer's standpoint, having gone through the process. I had such a ball, first of all. I want everyone to know that I had a blast buying my first home. And by all, you know, stories that I've heard, they say that home buying, planning a wedding, and planning a funeral are by far the most stressful things that you can do in life. So do not think that the home buying process doesn't have its stressors. But what I would say is to take Kimberly Lewis's advice, because the more prepared you are, the less stress you will have. And my case in point in dialing down on those finances is do not open up any types of loans. If you know within the next 90 days that you want to consider buying a home, do not open up any loans. I don't care what it is. Do not draw out of your 401k. That's a loan by real estate standards. These things will come up and flag your application when a realtor is trying to help you. It happened to me, and I had to explain away that I only had, you know, I took out a small amount that was only impacting my budget by $12. Had it been anything substantial, I would not have qualified to buy my house because my financial obligation would not be met in terms of my income ratio. Now, mind you, I was working a good job, raising kids, and had a fair amount of, income to work with, just opposed to the home that I was pursuing and what the loan amount would be. I didn't have any credit cards, and I didn't have a car note. But when I made that 401k withdrawal, it came up, and I was like, oh, my, you know. I had old utility bills. I had an old bill with 24-hour fitness. I had an old bill with one of the banks. So when I bought my home, I bought it with a first and a second, a first mortgage and a second mortgage. The second mortgage paid off the small discretionaries that I had out there, and they sent all of the checks to me, payable to my debtors. So that was one way of going about getting rid of those small loans, was having a first and a second. But at the end of the deal, I want to say when I went to sell my home, I wasn't happy by having already taken out a second. And so there's the pros and cons. You have to be well informed about your own status and makeup when it comes to real estate. Back to our guest, Kimberly Lewis. Kimberly, what are going, you know, back to the scenario that I laid out where I ran into, what could have been a pushback on me qualifying for my home, because the lender contacted my realtor and said, hey, you know, something's changed here with the dynamics since she put in her application. So when you put in your application, freeze right there. Am I right about it?
Yes, yes. When you put in your application, before you even consider putting in an application, really, you should look at your finances and all your obligations, see what's pressing, see what can be paid now, see what will be questionable. Many people don't realize, especially young people coming in, they don't realize that the bank is going to look at every detail of your credit report. It's almost like them looking through a glass window at you with your clothes off, basically. And I use that analogy seriously, because they look at every detail of your credit history. And if there's anything questionable, even if it's a cable bill, they will contact first the applicant, that would be the buyer, and then possibly, depending on the connection and the line of communication, contact the agent and say, hey, look, you may want to have your client take a look at this. But mostly they should be speaking with you, the client, to let you know what needs to be corrected, what needs attention. And the client has an obligation to the realtor to be forthcoming and saying, look, this is what the lender found on my report, and this is what we need to work on. So what I would do, and sometimes I've done this, I've called the lender back and say, okay, so what does it look like? Can we move forward? Will they need to wait? Are they going to need more time? What needs to happen here? My passion is first and foremost, again, for my clients. I take them by the hand, and I walk them through every step, meaning as a realtor, I handle the real estate end of the business with them. I walk them through, and I let them know, you're not alone here. Let's talk about this. Let's see what we can do to help you. Of course, there have been times that they've had to wait. But I continue to stay in touch with them and encourage them that all is not lost. Delay is not denial. Keep working towards your goal. You have a goal that you want to reach, press toward that mark. Get there. It will happen. Follow all of the proper channels. Do the right thing. You will purchase your home in no time.
You know, and again, I appreciate the fact that you emphasize the process, because everything is a process. It's not going to happen overnight instantaneously. Even if you're paying cash, it's still a process. You still have to go through closing on that property to transfer ownership. So you have to be prepared to put up and deal with a process, and it's no better way of going about it than proper preparation. Now, what I also like is that you inspire, because it is really about holding on to your dreams, knowing that you can reach, you can set an expectation, you can put your intentions in place, you can carry out the tasks that are going to help you create a checklist to achieve those intentions. So you get up with that intention and you map it out. Forecast it into your life. It can happen. Okay? We're not speaking of anything that cannot manifest in your life. So be sure to start looking at getting your finances straight, getting rid of credit card debt, getting straightening up just those small things, the cable bill, the old phone bill, little things that may not seem like a big deal now, oh, it's just $100-something cable bill. But when you want to find some stability in a climate like today, that small cable bill can keep you from realizing your dreams and buying a house and not being gouged by rents increasing. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. We know that people are traveling and getting out there, and this is one of the suggestions that we want you to take when it comes to having that dream vacation. And we will be right back live on Black Owned and Busy via Tribe Family Channel right after this brief message.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
All right, welcome back live to Black Owned and Busy via Tribe Family Channel. Now, there are different things that are going to affect your home buying capabilities. We do know that inflation and this economy is one of them. So I want to, for our listeners, just tell you what the Federal Reserve considers inflation. Inflation is the increase in the prices of goods and services over time. Inflation cannot be measured by an increase in the cost of one product or service, or even several products or services. Rather, inflation is a general increase in the overall price level of the goods and services in the economy. Federal Reserve policymakers evaluate changes in inflation by monitoring several different price indexes. A price index measures changes in the price of a group of goods and services. The Fed considers several price indexes because different indexes track different products and services, and because indexes are calculated differently. Therefore, various indexes can send diverse signals about inflation, which means that your interest rate on your loans and mortgages can fluctuate based upon what? Inflation. So our Federal Reserve has a website. It is federalreserve.gov, and there is a tab, FAQs, at the very top. And this is where I am getting this information. So we talk about loans, mortgages, having good credit. What does the Federal Reserve say about credit, loans, and mortgages? You can go to federalreserve.gov. They can tell you what a prime interest rate is. You can look for selected interest rates. You can even click on a tab and ask them a question. So familiarize yourself with the landscape and the lingo when it comes to home buying, when it comes to purchasing land, and when it comes to being able to qualify for the property that you are looking for. Now, Kimberly, you mentioned that you do sell land as well. And I have found a way to buy land that doesn't require taking out a mortgage. Can you tell our listeners what types of land offerings that you have and whether there are any that do not require mortgages?
The ones that don't require mortgages more than likely will be cash buyers or cash deals. The one mortgage that I did find, you want anyone looking to purchase land or land lots should look into arbor loans. Arbor meaning trees. That's where they get the word arbor from. Look for loans that cater to arbor or land.
Okay. Arbor loans. Are you spelling that A-R-B-O-R?
Correct.
Okay, and that's an arbor loan. Okay.
Yeah.
So
or a lender who deals with arbor or land loans.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I also wanted to mention I also wanted to mention too, as far as sellers are concerned, when selling your property, if you have a property that you'd like to sell, definitely do an evaluation. I do comparables, CMAs, as we call them, comparable market analysis, to determine the price of the home and what the neighboring community is going, or the homes in the neighborhood and neighboring communities are going for, so that you'll be able to offer a fair housing price for your home. I know a lot of people like to see the higher end, and a lot of times clients will get what they ask for. And then there are times that you have to negotiate the price. But the main thing is just to keep in mind the market and to ensure to be sure that taking good care of your property, and also know that if you're going to be selling your property, before you sell it, you need to know where you're going to. So it doesn't make sense to sell your home if you don't have a place to go. So these are things that you want to consider as well when selling your home or property.
Awesome, awesome. You want to make sure that the timing is balanced and equal, because you could,
yes,
your home could close and you need to be out of your home before you have found another place to stay. And you don't want to find yourself in betwixt and in between where you don't have that place to stay, or whether you're buying and you're leaving an apartment and you've given your 30-day notice, but you have a 60-day escrow. So you have to make sure that you're not putting yourself out in the streets, even though you're buying, because that could break the bank. And with our last few minutes, I just want to say that I was blessed to buy land. It is currently in the fire zones of Northern California, so I don't know how things are. We were under evacuation, but my land, was not purchased by way of a loan or by a full cash purchase. I pay a small monthly installment for my land, which I purchased by way of bidding. So there is a bidding process, and if anyone is interested in land in Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia, these are the areas of which I am being a go-between between the land sellers and the land buyers. My email address is my name, beverlyblackjohnson@gmail.com. Now, I do want to invite our listeners to listen to the archives of this informational show with Kimberly Lewis. Our studio is blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. We will be back on the airwaves this Sunday with The Woman at the Well. My guest is LaRhonda Crosby Johnson, and we will be honoring women. We will be discussing overcoming and being sisters in the struggle, and so you do not want to miss that show. Sister Kimberly Lewis, thank you so much for this informational interview. It has been amazing. I want our listeners to get your email one more time. Black owned and busy with licensed realtor Kimberly Lewis, and give us some final words of encouragement.
Okay. First, my email is KimmySellsRE. That's KimmySellsRE@gmail.com. And just want to encourage you, if you're interested in the real estate business or interested in making a career change, by all means, do your research. I wish I had done it decades ago. And I also want to let the listeners know that even though I am in South Carolina and working the South Carolina market, I also do referrals nationwide. So if let's say that you're in Montana, or let's say that you're in Nevada or Arkansas, and you have a property you'd like to sell and you just don't know who to refer it to, give me a call. I'll be glad to make a referral for you and make the connection. I actually screen the other agent, you know, personally myself, to ensure that they're going to take good care of the client.
Wow. And that is what I am talking about when it comes to finding someone that you can trust to work with. So, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend, highly recommend, the licensed realtor, Kimberly Lewis. Kimberly, thank you so much once again, Queen, for sponsoring season 2 of Black Owned and Busy. Thank you for all the gems that you dropped, giving us that knowledge so that we can go forward if we decide that we either want to buy real estate or even become a licensed realtor such as yourself. So don't be surprised if I don't try to follow into your footsteps, sis. I may have to seriously consider this, but I want to thank you once again for being my guest, and you have a blessed rest of your weekend. It's just getting started. Stay safe, be blessed, and be a blessing. And thank you once again for opening up with me here live on Tribe Family Channels, Black Owned and Busy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a blessing. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
And have
again,
a wonderful
Black
weekend
Owned
as well.
And Busy. Thank you. Thank you. I will. And thank you all our listeners for tuning in to this knowledge that Kimberly Lewis has imparted on Black Owned and Busy live on Tribe Family Channel. Stay blessed.
Family Channel.